We can look back and put the blame game. I think the immediate answer to that is, look, my department has gone, officials are back up there and we're re-looking at all that. But I think at the present time, the infrastructure and the issues in around infrastructure in terms of, that be minor, but it be major schemes is required now to alleviate this problem going down the road. That's my department, we look after that. But at the moment, my main objective is the people, and to get the people back into their homes. And I said to you, I've met a number of people. I was in a house this morning where the woman is not there, but I could see a car in her kitchen because she had a bowl of fruit she was eating before she left. But I want to assure the people out there that our presence here is not a presence in terms of the media. Our presence here is in thoughts of them. I've gone through this on so many occasions in my own electorate. I've never witnessed that to the scale of what I've witnessed. Mm-hmm. And what you see in the pictures speak volume, but when you're here on the ground and see, it's completely different and it's way worse. But my job now is, as a member of government and as Minister of OPW and with Flood Relief, is to protect the people as much as I possibly can. I've asked the officials last night to go off. I put a few thoughts into her mind in terms of what I've experienced in the past, how we could coordinate this action plan and put it together. But as I'm speaking to you, you know the money now is made available, but we want to see the council take action and be the lead role in relation to getting messages out to the people and make sure the help is required.